from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The Natural Resources Ministry is getting reports of aggressive bears in human neighborhoods this fall. One in particular is in Iroquois Falls, where it said a bear charged towards a person walking their dog. Micheline Mamoni is the MNRF Provincial Coordinator for Human Wildlife Management. She says this is the last hurrah for bears to fatten up before hibernation, and they're attracted to garbage, pet food, and fruit. She adds that a bear's sense of smell is 7 times as powerful as that of a bloodhound.
If we look at the biology of a bear, like, they have an amazing nose. It's filled with scent receptors that are able to pick up on food miles away.
The boldness of a bear, Mamoni says, is just telling you and your dog to back off. Anyone in the area of J.V. Bonhomme Boulevard, just north of College Street, will notice a new strip of pavement at the entrance to Denise Park. The city's public works manager, Shane Skinner, says it's a solution the cycling committee came up with to link the park with the entrance to Scout Trail. It's on the other side of the street and a couple hundred feet away, so the concern was the safety of cyclists, pedestrians, and parents pushing strollers. Plus, riding a bicycle on a sidewalk is illegal.
So this was just a way for them to ride their bikes or push a stroller. Instead of being on the sidewalk, just use this paved portion of Boulevard to transition between one trail and the next.
Skinner adds that the cycling committee is continually looking at ways of making combined walking and cycling trails more convenient and safer. Before any numbers are reported from this month's point-in-time count of homeless people across the district, there are indications of how high those numbers are. One source is your local food bank. The manager of the one in Cochrane, Artis Prue, prefers to refer to them as unhoused, reflecting the fact that many couch surf or rely on friends and family from one day to the next. She says all food banks from Hearst to Kirkland Lake know the number is large. She admits that it's shocking and hard to believe that in Cochrane, which has fewer than 6,000 residents, the size of the unhoused sector is in triple digits. She estimates that up to 40% of food distributed at the food bank goes to the unhoused.
If you look at the housing crisis that's happening right now, there's no housing available. So when these, say, individuals, be it kids or people, separate, there are no houses or placements for them to go to.
Prue adds that when housing is available, it's often cost prohibitive.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.